You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Why is he worthy to open these seven seals?
因为他用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归给神。
Because he has purchased men for God with his blood from every tribe, language, people, and nation.
这句话什么意思？
What does this sentence mean?
我们要明白这句话，我们一定要明白《使徒行传》23-28节的一句话。
To understand this, we need the key from Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
在《使徒行传》20章28节，保罗怎么样对以弗所教会的长老说呢？
There Paul said the following to the elders in the church of Ephesus.
他说圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
There Paul said the Holy Spirit has established you as bishops.
你们当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎。
You have to be cautious about yourselves and for the whole flock.
注意下面一句话，他说你们要这样来牧养神的教会。
You have to thus shepherd the church of God.
什么叫做神的教会呢？
What does the church of God mean?
接下来他说，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And that is which he has purchased with his blood.
羔羊，嘿，揭开这些印的第二个条件。因为羔羊建立了基督的身体，建立了教会。
The second reason why the Lamb is worthy to open the seven seals was because through his blood he has established his body, the church.
因着耶稣基督在地上设立的教会，所以他有这样的资格在那一天做别人不能做的事情。
Because he has established the church on this world, he can do what others cannot.
请问华人的教会和今天在这里其他华人的团体不同。
Between the Chinese churches here and the other Chinese societies.
基本的一个不同。
There's one fundamental difference.
听起来不是很好听。
Perhaps it is not easy to accept.
非常的重要。
But it's important.
因为这个团体有耶稣基督血的记号。
Because this particular organization has the sign of the blood of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看2000年主耶稣基督、3000年主耶稣基督在十字架受难的那个真理。
Let us not look lightly upon the suffering of Jesus.
是主的血把教会买赎回来。
It is through his blood that the church was redeemed.
而且教会的成员是各族、各方、各民、各国。
And the church is made up of people from every tribe, language, and nation.
我想了一下，今天全世界的国家只有一个国家和这个条件。
And I was thinking of all the countries in this world today, perhaps only one will meet this criteria.
大概就是美国。
And that is the United States.
据说到了公元2000多少年的时候，美国要第一次有色人种要超过白人。
It's according to calculations, by the time we reach the 21st century,the minorities today will no longer be minorities.
所以我们说美国实在是一个各族各方各民各国的大聚合。
So we say that the United States is a melting pot for every tribe.
教会也应该是如此。
And this is so should it be with the church.
如果今天在波士顿的华人教会只认为这个教会只是华人的，我们就不合神的真理。
If we feel that the Chinese church in Boston today is only for the Chinese, then we are not doing according to the truth of God.
方便，我们可以用我们自己的话。
Yes, maybe it's more convenient for us to use our own language.
亲切，我们可以吃我们的食物。
It's more dear to us to be able to partake of Chinese food.
但是在心态上，我们永远不可以有这种排他的这种态度。
But in our hearts, we cannot have this attitude of neglecting other tribes.
有人说美国既然是那样多的种族在一起，所以它是个大熔炉。
Some have mentioned that the American culture is a big melting pot.
但是最近那些社会学家说美国不是一个大熔炉，美国是一个大的拼图，是一个大的一个 mosaic.
But now through much research, many Sociologists said America is not really a melting pot, it is a mosaic.
我觉得今天教会用这两个比方都可以。
I feel that perhaps we can use both models for the church today.
我们在教会里面应该不分彼此。
In the church, we should not look down upon one another.
我讲一个比较肉麻的话，你的里面有我，我的里面有你。
I have part of you and you have part of me.
让我们真是像一个大的一个 mashed potato.
So in that sense, perhaps we are like mashed potatoes.
让我们好像一个马铃薯泥一样，在你的里面有一点我的成分，在我的里面有许多你的成分。
So that indeed we have portions of each other within us.
但是我们不要忘记，这个大熔炉也可能成为一个大拼图。
But let us remember that this big pot is also a big puzzle.
让我们学习彼此尊重。
So that we can respect each other.
当你加入的时候
，When you join this,
你有你的背景。
You come from your own background.
你有你的个性。
You have your personality.
你有你自己特别独特的地方。
You have your uniqueness.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以做一个大熔炉，但是我们今天不能做一个大拼图。
Sometimes we feel we can be a big melting pot, but perhaps it's difficult for us to be a jigsaw puzzle.
证明我们今天并不了解明白什么叫做上帝的教会。
But perhaps that only shows that we do not understand the truth of the church.
我们这些做传道的人
，as preachers,
有的时候我们会偷偷的为一些人祷告。
Sometimes we would specially pray for certain people.
主啊，现在经济萧条。
Lord, the economy is in a recession right now.
我刚刚从 Austin, Texas 回来，那边还不错。
I just came back from Austin, Texas, and they're doing all right there.
就我带领这对夫妇到那边找到工作吧。
Lord, maybe it's your will lead this couple to Texas so that they can find a job.
因为我觉得他在这里跟我不合。
Because he doesn't really get along with me.
因为我觉得他在这边有一点碍手碍脚。
Because they are here, it makes it difficult for me to do what I need to do.
我从来没有做过这个祷告。
Let me assure you, I've never prayed like that.
但是我偷偷这样想过。
But I have entertained the thought.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的仆人的软弱。
This is a weakness that I readily confess to you.
这是教会很多弟兄姊妹的软弱。
And this is also a weakness that many of us harbor.
除非我们真的看见这个教会是从各族、各方、各民、各国来的，要不然我们今天不能让我们的教会能够往前再带一步。
Unless we truly see that this church is made up of those from every tribe, language, people, and nation, we cannot progress further.
11月24号，我们要搬到新的教堂。
Our schedule calls for moving into a new church on the 24th of November.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们带着一个新的，却是合神心意的。教会真理的观念进到一个新的侍奉的一个地方。
Let us enter this new church with a new viewpoint about the mission of the church.
第三
，Thirdly，
又叫他们就是这些基督徒成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上掌王权。
The Lamb have made them into a kingdom and priests to serve God and to reign over the earth.
为什么耶稣配？为什么这个被杀的羔羊配来开这个印？
Why is this lamb? Why is Jesus worthy to open these seals?
从这句话我们看见，只有耶稣把人带回到上帝起初造人的那一个标准。
Here we see Jesus brought humankind back to the original design of God.
只有耶稣把人带回到上帝最初造人的目的。
It is only through the work of Jesus that we were brought back.To the original purpose that God created us for.
弟兄姊妹，我曾经在这里讲过，原谅我再说一遍。
I have said this before. Allow me to repeat it again.
圣经是告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，我们都是罪人。
Yes, the Bible teaches that we are all sinners.
但是我深深的感觉，今天全世界的基督教太强调的讲罪人，而忽略我们也是圣徒。
But it is my burden that all the churches through the world today.Have overemphasized our sinfulness and have neglected that we are also called saints.
我们今天去传福音，我们是要告诉他们对福音有需要，因为他们是罪人。
Yes, when we share the gospel, we need to point out to these people that we are all sinners.
但是我们没有让他们看见圣经清楚地告诉我们，我们在主人的面前有一个荣耀的身份。
But perhaps we have overlooked that we have a glorious position before God.
我们带着罪人的心态来到神的面前。
We come to God as a sinner.
很可惜，有的时候我们太强烈地带着罪人的心态进到世界里面去。
And sometimes we enter the world with this strong guilty feeling as a sinner.
我们今天要在人的面前显出我们荣耀的身份。
We need to show others our glorious position.
当神造世界的时候
，When God created the world,
最后造了人
，He culminated with the creation of man.
在创世纪第一章26节、28节，他跟人说：“你要治理全地。”
And in the end of Genesis chapter 1, he said, "You are to rule over the world."
要管理一切
，rule over all.
空中的飞鸟，地上的走兽，连海里的活物，你都要管理。
You have to rule over the birds in the air and the creatures on earth.
在中文圣经用三个字来讲到人的责任，要治理，要管理，要修理。
And in the Chinese version, three verbs were used to describe the function of man to rule and to service and to fix.
但是人犯罪以后
，But because we sin,
我们失败了。
We have failed.
神的心意是什么
？What was the will of God?
请注意这个次序。上帝在上，人在中，万物在下。
We need to know the original order was God on top, man in the middle, and then the rest of creation.
上帝在上
，God is above.
人是荣耀在万物的上面。
Man is indeed glorious. It's above all other creatures.
然后是万物。
And then the creation.
在今天的世界
，But today in this world.
今天的哲学。
In today's philosophies,
我们看见刚好相反。
We see a reverse.
物在上
，The creation is on top.
然后是我们人
，And then man.
然后神在下
，God is on the bottom.
到下面到一个地步，我们可以说无神。
Or we may even say that in many people's worldview, God does not even exist.
事实不是无神
，It's not that there is no God.
是你换了一个神
，It's that you changed a God.
你用物质代替了原来应该有神地位的那个神。
You have substituted God with material things.
在这个地方提到荣耀的羔羊。
But here we see the glorious Lamb.
他把这些用宝血买赎回来的人能够在地上掌王权。什么意思呢
？What does it mean that the Lamb has purchased us to rule over all?
让我们看见他要把人放在万物。
We're reminded again that it is God's will to place us above the rest of the creation.
讲起来，我们这些人实在也是很可怜。
And sometimes we feel that indeed we are quite pitiful.
我们中国人说可以为五斗米就折腰。
We might even die just because of some food.
我从来没有想过折腰是死的意思，不过这翻得很好。为了五斗米，我们可以丧失我们的生命。但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我心里面非常的严肃。
Even though we may think this is a joke, I feel very serious about this.
那你说李牧师，你今天不吃饭，你活得了吗
？You may then retort and say, Pastor Lee, can you live without food?
请你不要误会我的意思。
Do not misunderstand.
因为耶稣说得很清楚。
Jesus said it very clearly.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live by bread alone.
但是今天我们却在这些物质的面前。我们可以放弃任何其他一切上帝给我们荣耀尊贵的这样的身份。
But perhaps today, so many of us are willing to give up everything before material gains.
我最近收到我儿子从中东寄来的录音带。
Recently, I received a videotape of my youngest son in Persian Gulf.
他把几个礼拜这个累积下来的录音寄给我。
Yeah, he has collected recordings over several weeks into one tape for me.
有一段听得我们夫妇两个人汗毛直竖，因为他把那个 Scud missile 打过来的时候，那个警报的声音把它录下了。
One particular passage gave us the chills because he recorded the sirens when the Scud missiles were being launched.
你不知道你在那个录音机听到那个声音，那浑身不自在的感觉。
You perhaps do not know how you would feel when you hear these sirens over the tape.
但是在那一段的在那个录音机在那个录音带里面
But from the cassette tape,
他录了一段他们那一队的人唱爱国歌曲的一段录音带。
He also recorded a passage where the troops were singing patriotic songs.
我听他们唱，我觉得很有意思。God bless the USA.
They were singing God bless the USA.
唱的实在是根本不能跟你们差太远。
Yes, they were singing quite out of tune.
但是我觉得他们每一个人都从心里面唱出来。
But I could feel that each one of them was singing from the bottoms of their hearts.
我相信在他队里面大概有很多的人本来不相信有神的。
I believe that in his unit, many did not believe the existence of God before.
但是一个人在战火在危险的里面，他就想到许多他过去没有想到的事情。
But under the threat of war and the dangers, perhaps they will think about many things that they did not think about before.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
如果你还没有信耶稣，
if you have not believed in Jesus Christ,
我盼望你从这个信仰，盼望你因着耶稣基督能够真正看见你我有一个荣耀的身份。
This my hope that through today you see that you can have a glorious position before God.
今天许多时候我们在这一方面实在不能荣耀主。
So often we fail to glorify God in this respect.
三件事情给我们看见这个在荣耀里面的羔羊的描写。
Again, three things that describe this glorious lamb.
让我们在主的面前记得，虽然羔羊外表看起来是柔弱的。
Even though the lamb may look gentle from the outside.
我曾经稍微去查了一下，我发现很多国家喜欢用动物来代表它们。
I have done this research before. Many countries in this world like to have animals as symbols.
美国用什么？
What is the symbol for America?
Eagle.
The eagle.
英国呢？
What about England?
狮子。
It's the lion.
法国呢？
France.
大概很少人知道老虎。
Maybe you do not know France's symbol is the tiger.
苏联呢？
What about Russia?
中国呢？
What about China?
我们都是龙的传人。
We are descendants from dragons.
这些国家都用这些凶猛、威风的动物来代表它。
Have you noticed these are all aggressive type of animals?
很奇怪，基督教用羊羔来描写我。
But amazingly, the Christians have adopted the lamb.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要单单只看见十字架上面的羊羔。
But do not just linger upon the lamb that is on the cross.
让我们认识在荣耀里面的羊羔。
Let us recognize the lamb that is in glory.
因着认识这个羊羔而认识我们自己。
And through our knowledge of him, we will come to know ourselves better.
因为认识这个羊羔肯定我们自己。
Because we know this lamb, we can be reaffirmed in our destiny.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.